Right now, it's time for the Observation Deck and Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
All right, I've got two sports stories for you. One of them is an event that happens in Denver, and I'd love to see if you're interested in participating in it.
Colorado Rockies?
It's called the International Taco Bell 50K Ultra Marathon. It's 31 miles.
Oh.
And the race is a loop through Denver that includes mandatory stops at 10 area Taco Bells. And you don't just have to stop at the Taco Bell. You have to order something at 9 of the 10 Taco Bells. And you've got to actually eat the food. So, and some of the food requirements are, one of them has to be a Chalupa Supreme or one Crunchwrap Supreme by at least the fourth stop. You have to have those eaten. One Burrito Supreme or one Nachos Bel Grande by the eighth stop. And you have to finish all 31 miles within 11 hours. It's doable. Okay. Yep.
You can walk that.
And you need to keep all your seats and wrappers. You have to keep the wrappers. Why? And drinks don't count as food. You can't just stop and get a drink at one of these places. You have to get actual food. Now, you also have to keep it all down. If you vomit, you are immediately ejected from the race. So there's okay. No purging. They also have a zero tolerance policy on any stomach medicines. Pepto, Alka-Seltzer, Mylanta, all that. You cannot, can't take any of that stuff to help you keep everything down.
What's the payout?
You know, it doesn't say here what the winning purse is.
Get a medal.
Why do they still call it a purse? Why can't it be like your jackpot or your winnings or your pot of gold? Why is it called the purse in racing or whatever?
Holds money, I guess. Like in a golf tournament, that's...
Well, so do bags.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's still just a big term in boxing circles.
Yeah. It's just strange to me.
The purse for this fight.
Why that's still stuck around. It's not the briefcase for this fight. The duffel bag for this fight. That would be more appropriate.
I'm here to say that this challenge is not that hard. 11 hours, you could walk the whole thing. When you're
eating 9 meals of Taco Bell in 11 hours.
When you're doing something in the ultra realm, you are always hungry and you'll eat anything. You'll eat absolutely anything. So these people, especially if they're trying to jog it, they'll be so hungry they'll wolf all that down.
Really? So yeah. You could do this easily.
I think I could, yeah. Now, I'm not running anymore.
Well, but I think as you said, you could walk this.
I think I could walk it. But, you know, for somebody that's kind of trained, anything I ever did that was really long distance, you would eat anything and be so happy for it. If I came to an aid station and that stupid Iron Man I did.
Why is it stupid?
Because it was the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Gosh.
And they had a chalupa, I would have wolfed that down, no problem.
Uh-huh.
You'll eat anything. In fact, they had crazy stuff at those Iron Man during the marathon, the aid stations.
Like ice cream cheeseburgers?
Yeah, anything. You'll eat anything.
Huh.
You'll put anything in your body. And in this case, if you could just walk it off, so you're probably not going to throw up.
I don't know, man. I think 9 Taco Bell meals in 11 hours is
but
tough
it's not a
even
meal,
out
it's just
walking.
One item.
Right, it's just a chalupa.
Yeah. Churros. Oh, one.
Yeah, but how many calories are in one of these things?
Well, like Craig said, you're walking it off or jogging it off.
Yeah, you're going to be hungry.
So easily doable.
I believe so.
Yeah, I think so, but I'm out.
You're able to use the bathroom as much as you like.
Well, that's good.
But you can only use Taco Bell restrooms.
Okay.
Well, should be lined up, so no problem.
Along with one other approved public toilet. Oh. So I'm not sure where that is on the route.
This is easy. I'll do it for ticket stock next year.
You'll do a Denver race for ticket stock next year. And Taco Bell is not affiliated with this in any way.
Really?
Yeah. And they won't even comment on it.
Okay.
And you can see why. They're like, well, it is publicity for us, but we're unsure as to how this would go over if we endorsed it. Does it open us up to liability?
Plus, if
people are vomiting all over the course, is that really good for our business?
They're kind of being used as a punchline here.
Right. So they've remained agnostic on this. This race. Okay, and then one other sports story. This has some feel-good to it. So just warning you, we're going to get pretty soulful here.
The sports.
In Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Craig's old hometown, the Academy of Classical Christian Studies high school girls basketball team.
Uh-oh.
What?
This is going to be a 100-0 game or something.
They were playing for the championship against Apache High. So this is maybe actual... Would this be actual reservation that has a basketball team?
Could be.
Yeah, when I was going to school there, our grade school played Concho Indian Reservation. We used to go there for road trips and play their teams.
Do you remember if each reservation, if they had, like, is it one school district per reservation, or would there be multiple inside a reservation?
I think just one.
And did they have multiple high schools, or usually just one high school?
Usually just one.
Okay, so they were playing for the title in the Oklahoma Secondary School Activities Association. It was the championship of that. And the Academy of Classical Christian Studies head coach, Brendan King, they win the title. They win. Very close game. 44-43. They win.
Barn burner.
Yay!
Well, he goes home that night and watches the game tape. And at one point in the game, there was some confusion about the scoreboard. They were trying to figure out. And then they continued the game, get it fixed, continue the game. So he starts watching this game, and he recounts every basket scored during the game. And he discovers that his team actually lost. So all these girls had celebrated. It had been a big deal. And he's in the quiet of that night rewatching and discovers they lost. What's the correct call here? What do you do?
You go back and tell him there's been an error. Apache is the champion.
Somehow, y'all couldn't keep up with the score. Not as if there was a lot going on, but yeah, it's the wrong score.
Now, the league rules state that once a game is done, the score is the score.
Okay.
There's no changing it.
All right, then we're the champs.
So couldn't he be like, well, why bring it up? I mean, score is a score. I'm a rule follower. And these are the rules.
You want to teach the girls a lesson, and the lesson is...
what you don't know won't hurt you.
That, or you really didn't win, and the fair, honest thing to do is to tell them that we didn't score as many as they did.
Well, he told his team, he told the girls, and when they heard what had happened, it was unanimous. They felt like they could not have taken the trophy. And so... they made the unprecedented decision to appeal their own victory.
All right.
And they asked that it be taken away and awarded to Apache High.
Why?
And the league agrees, and the coach of Classical Christian Studies Academy hand-delivered the championship plaque to the other team. And the Apache head coach said her team is glad to have the title, but they were even happier for the hope that came with it.
I'm tearing up a little bit.
Of people being honest and good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love that story.
A happy sports story for you there.
By the way, Apache is just a little town north of Lawton. It's not a reservation school.
Are they stealing valor? It says they're not even Apaches.
It's possible.
So I think that that should be what happens at the secondary level of the story. Is that Apache gets in trouble for stealing valor, and then that high school gets canceled. That's what would make me happy as a keyboard warrior here in Dallas.
So that coach had to watch the game twice?
All right, dude.
George.
What?
This is a feel-good story. Let it be one, okay?
No, okay, no, I was just asking a question.
Without taking shots at girls' athletics.
I wasn't. I just asked a question.
Are you telling me...
No, good question.
That you Thank don't you. You don't think lower classification right. Oklahoma right. high school girls can, basketball is high quality? Is that what you're trying to tell
move
me?
Move on. I was trying
me?
To deliver.
No, I just asked the question.
A happy story. And you guys ruined
it. I am guessing it is the highest of quality.
And high school football.
And you do wonder about the guy keeping score that he couldn't keep up with it. I mean, what is if it's 143 to 142?
He was on his phone scrolling TikTok.
Anyway, okay.
That's a feel-good story.
Thank you.